going to talk about kind of a sensitive subject right now, and it is the issue of Mariology, or the belief that many Catholics have about Mary. Now, and let me preface this by saying that I mean, obviously, I'm not Catholic, I'm a Protestant, but you know, at the same time, I'm mindful of the fact that we all have disagreements with each other about various things, but the issue of Mary sometimes, I think, is something that's worthy and necessary of discussion, because I think that Catholics need to be careful not to take it too far. I fully admit and acknowledge that many times Protestants go to the other extreme, to where we will talk about, you know, Paul and Peter and John the Baptist and such, and we tend to de-emphasize Mary sometimes and never, ever mention her, which I think you can go too far to the other way. Certainly she is deserving of respect, and God chose her to carry his son, Jesus Christ, come to earth in the flesh. So certainly I think there's a measure of respect for Mary and for her obedience. But respectfully, with all due respect to the Catholics, and I know many of you listen to the show, I think it's taken too far in Catholic doctrine and circles in many cases. We're going to explore this now with Reverend Dan Corner. He is Director of Evangelical Outreach, author of The Believer's Conditional Security, as well as this book, Is This the Mary of the Bible? And Dan Corner joins us now. Reverend Corner, thank you for being with us today.
Hi, Bob. It's good to be with you. And I prefer, please, if you would just call me Dan.
Well, Dan, I will. Thanks. All right, first, let's establish the kind of the ground rules and the frame of this discussion, if we could, because I do think it's important. Well, you and I think, are in agreement that the perspective of Mary by many Catholics is an inappropriate perspective and not a biblical or even accurate perspective. At the same time, we don't want to turn this into a Catholic bashing opportunity. So how do we draw that proper balance, talking about this one particular doctrinal issue, without viewing this as an opportunity to go full open season assault on Catholics?
Well, why don't we proceed in this manner? Why don't we just examine what the Roman Catholic Church is and has taught about Mary over the years and see how it lines up with the Bible, because the Bible was given for correction, doctrine, training, and righteousness, and reproof, so that especially we could be informed accurately about salvation. Myself, I'm coming from a Roman Catholic background. I was a very, very staunch Roman Catholic at one time, and believe it or not, what changed me was reading the Catholic Bible. And I myself wore the brown scapular, prayed the rosary, and the final straw that brought me out of the Catholic Church, believe it or not, was a Marian vision. And that particular Marian vision was the Fatima, Portugal vision, which states, at least in part in 1917, that Mary is our refuge and the way that will lead us to God. Now, I knew enough of the Bible because I had already read certain bits of the Bible, especially John 14:6, that is not the message of the Lord Jesus and his apostles. Instead, they pointed people to Jesus. Jesus always pointed people to himself. The Holy Spirit points people to Jesus. The Mary of the Bible, which is not the Mary of Roman Catholicism, the Mary of the Bible also pointed people to Jesus. But the Roman Catholic Church, the popes, as well as Catholic saints, what we have a different story with them. They're pointing people to Mary, and that is a very serious problem. We're talking about a salvation issue. I believe the Roman Catholic Church, not only before Vatican Council II, but present-day Roman Catholic Church today, they have a wrong plan of salvation. They have inserted Mary, for example, into the idea that she's our life, our sweetness, and our hope. And this is very clear. It comes to the forefront in the Rosary Prayer, the Hail Holy Queen Prayer, where they proclaim her to be such. And from reading the Bible, I see instead that Jesus is our life, our sweetness, and our hope. So we're talking about something very, very serious here. We're talking about a wrong plan of salvation.
Okay. Now, I know we have, most of our audience are Protestants, but I know that there are many Catholics who listen to the show, and I will, from time to time, I'll have, Catholics call in, and they'll, they'll try to convince me of various Catholic beliefs or doctrines, and every once in a while we'll get in friendly debates and discussions. But if I say to them, do you believe that Mary is co-redemptress? In other words, do you believe that you are saved through Mary as well as saved through Jesus Christ? They pretty much always say no. And most Catholics will say that is not something that we believe. We believe we are saved through Jesus Christ. And how they will present Mary is we merely petition Mary, we ask Mary to pray for us, much like we may ask a friend here walking the earth to pray for us. We don't look to Mary for salvation. We look to Jesus Christ. So that's what I'm told overwhelmingly by Catholics, not just lay Catholics, but priests and others as well. So how do we, why do so many Catholics feel that way if what Catholic doctrine teaches is that, if you say that Catholic doctrine actually teaches that Mary is a co-redemptress?
Well, what I would say is this. What we have here with many Roman Catholics is a different understanding of biblical terms. For example, I was just talking with a woman on the street who turned out to be a Roman Catholic, and she told me something that was absolutely contrary to how I first understood it. She told me to get forgiven, you have to go to Jesus. And I asked her to get specific, and she did. She says you have to go and confess your sins to a priest. Now, that is not official Roman Catholic doctrine, but that's what she told me. Now, for Catholics to say that they're trusting in Jesus, if they would get more specific, it's impossible for them, according to their own doctrine, to even get to Jesus without first going to Mary. Now, that's their official doctrine. They also believe officially that Mary is our life, our sweetness, and our hope, that Mary is the way to God. She's our refuge. She's the Queen of Heaven. She's sinless co-redeemer, etc., etc., and we're to call on her at the hour of her death. This is very, very serious, and you mentioned just a few minutes ago something that really bothers me, and it's not so much the blame on you, Bob, but instead on a grand deception in our hour. And that grand deception is this, that Catholics do not pray to Mary. That is absolutely, positively not true. When I was a Catholic, we prayed to Mary all the time. Not only that, in the official teachings, I'm talking present-day teachings of Roman Catholicism, it is taught to pray to her. In fact, I have actual prayers to Mary for salvation. Now, again, I want to say that for salvation, not anything less than salvation, but for salvation itself. There have been Catholic saints that have elevated her to the concept that no one can have salvation except by Mary. And that's not just some little fringe Catholic saint, but even popes have said that. So we're dealing with a very serious issue, and it's not just here in the U.S., especially outside of the U.S., there are many, many people that believe incredibly in Mary, intensely in her.
Hang on just a second. We're going into a break, and we'll pick it up from there. More with Reverend Dan Corner. The book, again, folks, is this the Mary of the Bible? Continuing our discussion with Reverend Dan Corner. Author of the book, Is This the Mary of the Bible? And, Dan, I want to ask you about Immaculate Conception, first of all. It is true that many people misunderstand what Immaculate Conception means. Many people perceive that to mean something that, could perceive that to mean that Mary, that she conceived Jesus. She was a virgin when she conceived Jesus. Of course, that's not what that means. Explain, if you would, what the Immaculate Conception really is.
All right. Thank you very much. I'd like to say, first of all, you're absolutely right. It has nothing to do with Jesus being born of a virgin or that he lived a perfectly sinless life. Instead, it refers to the false idea that Mary was redeemed at the moment of her own conception, and it also takes in the false idea that Mary remained sinless her entire life. It might be a shock to some of the listeners out there to know that we actually have in the Bible one very, very clear passage, and there's another one as well, but in Luke chapter 2, verses 48 through 50, we see where Mary admits to sinning. She went to Jesus and she said to him, your father and I have been anxiously searching for you. And then we see where Jesus corrected Mary. For Mary to say that she was anxiously searching for Jesus is actually a sin. In Philippians 4, verse 6, to be anxious is to be in sin. Now, of course, that's not a sin that will send anyone to hell. But nonetheless, I just wanted to point out we have a very important point for Catholics that are interested in truth, and that point being, no doubt about it, Mary did sin according to her own admittance. But most importantly, again, it comes right back around to this. What is the true plan of salvation? And the true plan of salvation is found by going directly to Jesus. In fact, in one particular point, Jesus spoke to religious people, and he said to them, "You refuse to come to me that you may have life." The Roman Catholic Church would actually tell us that we cannot get to Jesus by going directly to him. Instead, we get to him by first going to Mary, who they say is the mediatrix and dispenser of all graces. So we have a very serious problem. And before...
But again, you do have... you ask your average Catholic if they can pray directly to Jesus, or do you have to go through Mary... I think 99 out of 100 Catholics are going to say, no, you can pray directly to Jesus. I don't think they're going to say you have to go through Mary. Now, I would argue that they incorrectly do attempt to go through Mary to get to Jesus at a level that I think is way too much and way too inappropriate. But I'm not hearing them say that they have to or they can't pray directly to Jesus.
All right, Bob, it seems like at least at times we're on a different page. What I'm doing is saying that the official teachings of the Roman Catholic Church is wrong. For people to say that they don't pray to Mary and they go directly to Jesus, they're not getting that from the official Roman Catholic teachings of our day. They're getting it from some other source. I'm glad they are, because they are absolutely right not to pray to Mary, but the same ones that would say they don't pray to her, they would say that they ask her for intercession and for help. And I like to ask them this particular question, and that question being this: if there's 50 million Catholics throughout the world asking Mary at the same time for help or for her to pray for them, then you're still attributing to a creature the divine attribute, the attribute of deity, okay. And that deity attribute being that she would have to be all-knowing, she would have to be able to hear 50 million Catholics at one time asking her.
All right, let me chime in with a question here. Where does the Catholic Church officially declare doctrinally that you cannot reach Jesus in prayer except through Mary?
All right, I'll give you one right here. I have in front of me a particular book, which is a listing of different papal decrees. This one is from Pope Leo the 13th, and this is an encyclical on September 22nd, 1891. This is what it says here. It says, "Nothing comes to us except through Mary's mediation, for such is God's will. Thus, as no man goes to the Father but by the Son, so no one goes to Christ except through his mother." And then you could read a similar thing from different popes. There are many quotes in this particular book.
All right, hang on just a second. We'll spend our last few minutes together next more with Reverend Dan Corner. Again, the book is This the Mary of the Bible? Spending our last couple of minutes with Reverend Dan Corner. He is author of the book, Is This the Mary of the Bible? Dan, people listening right now, there are going to be people listening that say, and I'm not saying this is true, but I'm just saying there are going to be people that say, you sound like you can't stand Catholics. Okay, I mean, I will have Catholics that say, you're just kind of a Catholic basher, you don't like Catholics, you don't like Mary, you don't like any of that kind of stuff. How would you respond?
What I would say to that is, according to the Bible, I have Christian love, not only for Catholics, but for others. I remember when I was a Roman Catholic, one of the kindest things that I ever heard from anyone would be somebody that would give me God's truth. We tend to understand in our dark day that if anything would go contrary to what we want to believe to be true, that statement that we don't really want to believe, that it is perhaps hate or it's something other than true Christian love. True Christian love is based on God's Word. It's something that we must know. And by the way, the book, Is This the Mary of the Bible, was written in a very loving manner. And the things that I've said are accurate, and they are spoken from a heart of love. If I did not care about Roman Catholics, I would not say anything. I would let them continue on in their great deception and end up in the wrong place forever. I'm trying to get them to shift their trust in Mary and the sacraments and being a Catholic to Jesus. The Bible tells us that we have salvation in Jesus and only in Him. 100% of our trust has to be in Him, not in Him and someone else. And when any system, it doesn't matter what the system is, would speak something to the contrary, as a Christian, I am obligated by the Word of God to speak out against that for the sake of precious souls that have a heart for truth. And that's exactly what I'm trying to do here. But one final point before I throw it over to you. The rosary, getting back to that just for a moment, is supposed to be the epitome of the whole gospel. Again, for the listening audience, for those that think the Roman Catholic Church is teaching the same gospel as Bible-believing Christians, then it should become very, very apparent. If they believe the rosary is the epitome of the whole gospel, and part of the rosary is that Mary's our life, our sweetness, and our hope. So we clearly have a different gospel than the Roman Catholic Church. And by the way, the rosary actually began in 1090 A.D. No one ever prayed the rosary before then. That was a real eye-opener for me as a Catholic when I found that out. That was a real shock. A lot of people tend to think they always prayed the rosary, but that's not true.
Dan, I say, what do you do with individual Catholics who, you know, they may not necessarily know what that Pope in 1891 said or things like this. What do you do with individual Catholics that really do have a genuine desire to serve Jesus Christ? They believe that the Catholic Church is the true church, that it's the one apostolic church that goes back to the apostolic age coming forward, and that starting with Martin Luther, you had the Protestant offshoot, but they believe that historically they're in the church that's connected with the tradition back to the apostles themselves. So they're in the Catholic Church. They go through the rituals. They follow the things, but they pray directly to God. They pray directly to Jesus Christ. They do have trust in Jesus Christ for their salvation, although they go through the Catholic rituals. Certainly you're not saying that if you're Catholic, then that means automatically you're not saved, or are you?
Well, the first thing I would say is for anyone that's trying to find God, if they sincerely seek Him, they will find Him. One of the greatest promises in the Bible is if we draw near to God, God will draw near to us. And the only way that we can know how to draw near to God is to go to the Bible. I recommend to people all the time, Protestants and Catholics, to read the New Testament and change accordingly. But of course, that opens up a brand new can of worms with many Catholics, because they don't just exalt the Bible alone as final authority as they should. Sadly, they put in what they call sacred tradition, which often nullifies the message of the Bible. I mentioned just a few minutes ago the rosary. The rosary is actually contrary to how Jesus taught us to pray. Jesus taught us to pray to the Father and not to use repetitious prayer. But sacred tradition in the Roman Catholic Church, which they have exalted on a par with the Bible, they actually have elevated this sacred tradition to the place it has nullified the Word of God. So, to the individual person, Catholic or Protestant, whoever that person is, I want them to know the truth is found in the Bible. And also remember this, just because your loving parents raised you a certain way, just because you were raised a Catholic, doesn't mean you were raised in the truth. If you were raised a Hindu, you would not be a Catholic. You see, what you have to do is go to the evidence. Go to what Jesus and the apostles taught and change accordingly. And you won't really know what to believe unless you go to the Bible. And there's nothing more important, because we're talking about eternity and your soul is your most valuable possession. Wow. So you can't just trust your parents or a priest. You have to read it for yourself and change accordingly, according to the Bible.
And folks, the book is called, Is This the Mary of the Bible? It's from Reverend Dan Corner, and his website, evangelicaloutreach.org. Dan, I appreciate you being with us today. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob. It was a real pleasure.